Excuse me. Hey, boys. Yeah, you. Yeah. Got something to say? Share it with the whole class.
Good evening and welcome to The Back of the Class, a guide to education from the kids of the back of the class. Each week, one of us brings a topic to discuss. This week, it's Daniel's turn. We spend about 20 minutes trying to focus on specific solutions to the problems that education faces. Then we spitball. That's the part of the show where the two people who didn't bring the information get to really lay into the person who did. As always, my name is Patrick O'Shea. I'm an assistant professor of instructional technology at Appalachian State University. Joining me in place of Simon Richmond, who is still in the field, is Mark Salata, a science education consultant and the CEO of Mining Gems.
Hello, everyone.
And again, as always, with me this evening, and what seems like always, is Daniel Curry Corcoran, a man so grand that he had to hyphenate his last name.
Thank you.
Mr. Sarcasm personified.
As I said, today Danny brings the topic, so I'll turn it over to him to discuss it. Whether he wants to give a rundown or not, I'll let him.
Oh, God, yeah, I'll never not give a summary again. All right, well, thank you, guys. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm looking forward to our talk tonight. I hope it's going to be a good one. So I've kind of changed my format and what I was looking out there for a good article.
And why is that?
Well, I just hope it's something that, I got tired of hearing the shticko, nothing we can say about that one. nothing to argue about that one there, boy.
You don't have to worry about that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought I would stir the hornet's nest a little bit. So the article I am bringing tonight is a little piece that I found. I think it's on a Yahoo blog, or actually I don't know where I got it from, but it's called Homeschooling is More Beneficial to Children. Not a question mark. It's actually a statement. Homeschooling is more beneficial to children. So,
did it have a citation at the end of that?
It had several quotes, several articles. Probably
wait a minute.
One of the weightier academic pieces we read in a while. So, so with a subtitle called "Why Homeschooling is Better for Your Child." So again, I think this is the holy grail and the biggest proponent of homeschooling ever. But I thought they made some good comments, and I think something to talk about. So let me get a brief summary. One of the things
Can you even summarize this article? This doesn't seem.
So.
It didn't seem to have much of a narrative arc to it. It just seemed more of a laundry
narrative
list.
Arc.
Yes. There was no beginning, end, or like you could have just looped this, and it would have been this. Like there is no beginning. You could have just started in the middle and read on a loop.
It was a good long commercial.
I wasn't really looking for. Again, my selection criteria was what would make a good article that would raise some valid points and really get some discussion going amongst us and our followers, right. Not whether it had a plot line, good character structure, the thorough introduction.
Then why don't you just summarize it, and I'll see how you do it.
Oh, okay, good. Well, it was written very, let's just say an expanded bullet notation. Well, how about that? Does that work?
Okay.
It's like bullets of paragraphs. But anyway.
That's because if they'd actually done it in Microsoft Word, it would have run out of bullets.
It probably would have, yes. All right, so let me get started, taking time away from my thorough summary.
Sorry.
Thank you, Patrick.
Sorry.
All right. So one of the things, again, the title of the article, not to mislead anybody, is the idea that homeschooling is more beneficial for children and why it's more beneficial. So they actually did get into that quite a bit. You know, the article really starts with the premise that this is something that we've been doing, humankind has been doing for centuries, the idea of parents educating their children. And I think this is tied into other discussions that I've brought forward and the idea of, why do we need all this rigorous professional development when essentially parents have been teaching children to know how to do this. So, again, I think it expands a little bit on some prior dialogue, but one of the things that he really gets in, he really goes for the fence in the first paragraph.
I think it's a she, by the way.
She, yes, it is a she. Pamela Ott? Yes, Pamela Ott. Yahoo Contributor Network. So not a doctor by any means, but still use a lot of citations. Good for her. one of the things it really talks about is that, number one, that a homeschool education is much more extensive than a regular public or private education. So again, public or private. But one of the reasons it's more extensive, it goes into a lot of detail on how homeschool parents are allowed to focus much more on issues such as social issues and extracurricular activities, art and music and whatnot. But two of the two reasons that they cite, she cites for why homeschool is better than and why people are looking to homeschool more is for two reasons. Basically, lack of educational options, which is something I think we might agree with. I'm not really sure Mark's going to stand on this. It's one of the reasons I proposed it. And some of the deteriorating conditions in public education. And one of the things she cites off of the bat is that, I think she cites a couple of researchers that say, you know, children learn the least in kind of a curriculum-centered approach. So she goes on to highlight that, which I thought was very interesting given my past arguments, that parents need no formal training or, you know, subject matter expertise. I can hear Mark's teeth grinding now, but are able to customize and really tailor their education so that they can actually enable their students to learn more about the material. So less concentration on just reading and mathematics. You know, they can really focus on the arts and the music and all those extra things that, like it or not, in many ways have been taken out of publication these days with Under No Child Left Behind and focus on getting kids to read earlier. Concentration on minimum competency in math and reading. So, you know, kids have lost PE time. They have had art taken away, less money for that, typically in our public education system. One of the things that I thought she was kind of highlighting is that homeschooling is actually a lot easier to do these days probably than it's ever been, given the idea that parents have more access to information now. They can go online, something that I thought we might get into a little bit, this idea of co-ops and homeschool associations where, you know, kind of the maybe a community focus where parents and people are getting together to share ideas and success stories, and that public school kids are still able to take advantage of many of the public school resources, such as distance education. But again, I think some of her underlying and her, again, lack of a narrative arc, yes, true enough, spitball to Pat O'Shea there, but the idea that this one-on-one learning
it's Dr. Patrick, thank you.
Yes, I know, but I'll never call you Dr. as long as you live.
Dr. P.
Yeah, Dr. P. Maybe I'll call him Dr. P. The idea of this one-on-one learning is much better than this curriculum minimum competency-driven emphasis. So, again, kids can learn at their own pace, and I know my friend Dr. Salata, has some very strong opinions about Montessori education, so I thought this was written a little bit from a Montessori approach that, you know, kids can learn at their own pace, focus on student and whatnot. But again, it concludes kind of with talking and summarizing all this up in a bit of a conclusion, and that this better education, the students have a greater understanding of the world, more social skills, and they're better able to adapt to change. Mm. So with all of that, I would love to get your guys' opinion on this. And I do. Before we get off here, I do want to share one of my most favorite points from the whole thing. So,
well, go ahead.
My most favorite point is on the top, because you know how you to click through the tabs. Mm-hmm. I really like the, and I might be shooting the article in the foot. I'm really not for or against. I just think it's a good piece of debate. I did like some of the opinions. The idea that homeschool children also know how to interact with a company office setting. Typically, they are more able to adapt to challenges and stressful situations because of their personal learning experiences, which allow them to manage their own schoolwork and speed. Homeschool children are better able to manage time, goals, and ideas.
Oh, my God.
Am I on the wrong page? I am on the wrong page. I'm reading the wrong piece. That's too bad.
Oh, sorry. Well, you get onto the right
page. I think you should have been homeschooled.
Turn it over to Mark, and let's see what he comes up with here. Oh, way to start with a big sigh.
Can I read this real quick? This is great.
Sure.
Yeah,
it says homeschool children are more likely to get into leadership roles while at the university or workforce. They are more involved in politics as a whole. This concern comes from watching their parents fight for the right to homeschool, even though politicians and other adults discourage it or look down upon it. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah. I can just see these kids watching their parents fight.
My desire to get into politics was because I watched the Beastie Boys fight for their right to party.
Exactly. That was great. So aside from that point, I thought they made some really good points in the article, or she did.
Listen, you got to hold the sighing to a minimum.
Sorry. Seriously. I'm on a 3 sigh limit, I guess.
And they are all used up.
Yes.
Really? Already?
One more sigh and you're out.
And I'm done. Oh, well, Danny. Thank you for bringing this homeschooling advertisement to my attention. I really liked how apparently homeschooling will solve every problem, and it will provide...
Can you start the same way last week? I mean, you can't start with direct...
Yeah. The sarcastic agreement.
I don't think you're allowed to lay in with the sarcasm exactly like you did last week. I think we're
going to... Okay, no. I'm not... This is actually not sarcasm. I really think that this article is written as a...
Here's my turn to sigh.
As a marketing tool for homeschooling. I mean, basically every paragraph, every statement was... It's beneficial because of this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I kind of got tired of it, and
it's only like a paragraph.
I mean, throughout the whole thing, it was saying, well, it's beneficial because of that, and because of this, and because of that. It seemed like she was making up for homeschooling possibly being bashed by her local community or something like that. And then, of course, I love it when she brings up she actually uses Jean Piaget at the beginning, a child development and educational theorist, believed that children are active participants in the construction of their own knowledge. I like that little drop of Piaget in the beginning.
Let me get this straight. Are we supposed to attack the article? Or are we supposed to debate the points raised in the article?
No, first I'm saying that the structure of the article is set up to just say these are all the grand things about homeschooling. Okay.
Well, this was not set up to be a two-sided argument to this. This is someone advocating for it. So let's get on to the points that they're advocating.
Absolutely, absolutely. So at the beginning, she states, where is it? Or is it? He
can
also
I help direct this conversation.
No,
that will be good.
You already had your time to summarize, and link. So stop it right there.
All right.
No, my point is this: is that great? She's bringing up a lot of these points about, well, they can socialize, they can learn at their own pace, they can investigate what's interesting to them, so they can go outside of a structured curriculum. I love all those statements. But I'm wondering, while I was reading it, who are these students who are getting homeschooled? When you're making the point that today it's even easier to do homeschooling than ever before because of the internet and resources being available, I thought that isn't there a technology gap in the country where there are some families that are highly connected to the internet and some families that are not?
Colloquially, it's called the digital divide.
Thank you very much. What I'm looking at is this: is that
I figure if I want people to call me doctor, I've got to use big words.
You got to, especially if it's alliteration.
Yes.
Involved. No, but I thought that it's fine that she's making these points about homeschooling. I was thinking about: is she making the case that homeschooling is? I mean, she is. She says homeschooling is more beneficial to children, so everybody should homeschool. And I don't think the framing of this is right. Actually, I think we should take a look at all the various. I think we should take a look at all the various ways that you can educate a child, and find and state what are the benefits and how to possibly improve on it. Like one thing from this article that you can apply to say public schools is questioning the hardcore curriculum that's structured to fit every child, right? So she brings up points that you can do at home that possibly you can adapt in schools and see how can you change public schools.
Mark should just summarize every article for us.
Here's let me step in here and
into the doo-doo that is
this. Yes. There are a couple of things just to talk about specific things in this article that I would have to call BS on. All right, and this has nothing to do with the form. This has the points that she is making. For instance, she says parents have access to more information for teaching than the public education system has to offer.
That's cool.
That's BS. It's absolutely BS.
I think it's actually true.
No. Why?
Why? Because teachers are really direct. They're so prescribed in their pacing guides these days that they have to focus on specific SOLs and whether those to prepare students for this minimum competency test.
Tell the audience really, what an SOL is.
Standards of learning.
Any state standard. State testing standard. So, the curriculum is so prescribed that really all the classrooms are using the exact same materials because they got to get all the kids up to speed at the same time.
So if you want to say that they have access to different materials, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But to say that just because they are parents, that they have access to more information, that's just wrong.
Well, I think there was something maybe like the people are doing homeschooling because being focused on the child's development and on the individual child, and not exactly where they are in a particular curriculum or, whether they're focusing on SOL 2.3 and we got to get to the workbook today. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Well, obviously for homeschooling, you have great flexibility, right?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Do any of us know exactly what it takes to homeschool?
In terms of.
Yeah, what are the requirements?
I had a really good conversation with a homeschool parent. And because I actually am not against the idea of general homeschooling. I mean, of course, I have issues with what she raises here. But one of the things that homeschool parent said, I said, what do you do when the child gets up in the high school and, gets up into these higher level subject areas? And she was saying, well, the whole focus of homeschooling is to really make students want to learn, to make them, lifelong learners to where they get to a certain stage where they're able to teach themselves. They're involved in the teaching process. So you surround them with adults or other experts that can help them, but they're responsible for their own learning. That kind of makes sense.
And I was just wondering, actually, while going through this and actually this previous week, I was thinking about homeschooling. So you picking this article was I don't know. Are you connecting with me somehow?
I certainly hope not.
But I was just wondering for like science education, like you mentioned in high school, and I'm not one to say that, you need to have the expert involved in order to teach science because somehow science is, you need an expert to learn it. But, I really wonder how homeschooling students, do or compare on, say, a science education or science exams. With, say, public or private.
Well, obviously they'd be okay because people wouldn't do it.
She talks about this not specifically science, but it's another one of the things I was going to call BS on because she makes the statement in here that this is a quote, homeschooled children typically have better grades at the university level. All right, and it builds towards that. But the only thing that she states to cite to support that is a quote from other research that says the academic performance analysis indicate that homeschool graduates are as ready for college as traditional high school graduates and that they perform as well on national college assessment tests as traditional high school graduates.
So they must do well on those high order science tests then.
Well, they do as well as traditional high school students.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's
a testament to the, I mean, if you have a, because I was going to, one of the things that they talked about is that, that I thought we would, is that, teachers don't actually need any, parents don't need any formal training in education or the subjects they teach. Mm-hmm. If they don't need the formal training and the students are on par with people who spend a great deal of money in our college education system learning to be teachers, what is that really saying for people who specialize in a subject area if a parent can do it on par and have no formal training? I think that gets to kind of what we talked about, and you know, the professor who went out to India, and you know, kids were teaching themselves. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would guess, and this is strictly a guess, that this has.
I would expect nothing less from it.
That this doesn't necessarily. There are extenuating circumstances. There are confounding variables at play here that are not simply. That it's not just you know these parents are doing just as well. So there's
oh you're academics.
Let's make it all you know.
I'm sure there's something wrong with the methodology.
No, listen, if you're trying to compare homeschooling parents to teachers in general, then at least try to compare apples to apples. They are different populations.
What, based on your guess that you just made?
Right.
Look at the differences in, you know, I have often said, if people ask me, you know, I'm worried about my kids going to public schools, I think I need to take them out to private schools or homeschool. I say you do what's best for yourself, but don't judge that based on some perceived fault of the public school system.
I could agree with you more.
In reality, all you have to do as a parent is be involved, and you know, if you're an involved parent, your kids are going to do fine. By and large, they will be fine, regardless of where you go. All right. So the idea involved parents who teach their kids instead of sending them off to schools have kids that perform well does not shock me. And it should not be used as proof that homeschooling is better than any other source of education. Does that make sense at all?
I think it does. But I mean, I don't know if it really gets to the question that I raised. I mean, with what you say there, if you're an involved parent, your student is going to be fine. But we continually have people wasting billions of dollars investing 4 to 5 years of their life to be taught how to teach elementary education. Is that worth it?
Well, that's a different question to ask altogether.
I know that's the question I asked, and you went off on some vivid tirade about...
That is not the question you asked.
Gracious.
We'll just have to listen to the podcast.
Yes, someone has to.
Well, Simon won't. So anyway, one of the things that I also thought was an interesting piece, since I am trying to summarize a little bit more as we get going.
Oh, good
the
gracious.
Idea that 22
minutes
learn
in.
More material.
Focus, 22 minutes what in, about, we're finishing
about,
the summary.
What about the idea that homeschooling allows the child to learn more material than public education can provide? And again, I think the focus there was that say what you want. I'm no homeschooling advocate, but I mean, say what you want, but we have seen generally over the past, you know, 10 years, a general shrinking in school budgets that are allocated to arts, science,
sure.
History.
And parents help make up the void. I mean,
some parents do. Just I would go back to your argument, you know, what the digital divide, the parents who can make up the void are making up the void. But just like the digital divide, some parents can't.
And then you leave the other children behind.
Yes. So the idea here that this homeschooling idea, I mean, I don't think it's a matter of just a parent teaching a child, but if you have a community structure where you might have parents responsible for different areas, like in a co-op or whatnot, and you have these associations, you know, do students who are homeschooled have more of an opportunity, especially in the accountability climate we are now, do they get a better education when it comes to art, music, science,
and things that are close
to your heart, Mark.
Yes, are the populations that we're talking about when we're saying the thing about the articles? There's so many pretty generalizations about homeschooling being so great, but who is getting homeschooled, and who is not?
The idea was the concept of homeschooling, not who's actually receiving it. If homeschooling is a better model to make that happen, well, then we can actually make sure it's more equitable and do something about that.
I would agree that, you know, I don't know enough about – I would agree. I don't know enough.
He didn't say who yet.
Yeah. I don't know – well, no, with Daniel. Sorry.
Oh.
I don't know enough about the research into this to know whether homeschooling students are absolutely brilliant and outperforms traditional students on all measures. I don't know whether they get more science, whether they get more art. I don't know whether they're better player, you know, playing the piano than you know other schools or other students in other schools. I don't know any of that, but there are certain things that she talked about in here that, yeah, I would get on board with. You know, the idea that she makes a point, homeschooling allows a child to constantly be learning at his or her own pace and never having to slow down or speed up to keep with the rest of the class. I completely buy that. I can get on board with that. But I don't think that it's necessary to homeschool to do that. I think there are ways, especially, you know, thinking is happening in educational technology circles, to make that happen in a regular classroom. So that you can be self-paced. If we take as a matter of faith that students working on their own pace perform better, then yeah, homeschooling right now has it on public education. But that's not necessarily a function of homeschooling and something that can't be overcome in public schools. I think that there are ways to do that.
Oh my God.
Hey, we're at 25 minutes in. Let me ask Mark and Daniel, do you have any other...
time just flew tonight, boys.
The time did fly. Did you guys have any
other
comments?
I think
comments?
He's awake.
Did we want a spitball? I have a spitball, but I'll open it up to others.
I want to briefly, if I can have a minute of the 5 minutes. One of the things that I thought you talked about towards the end was the idea that homeschool children, again, I think it's, you know, I just brought an interesting article, so, you know, kill me all you want. The idea that homeschool children have better...
I'm not reflecting on you.
No, the homeschool children have better self-esteem, really, because they're able to have that one-on-one relationship during instruction. You know, they are able to focus more on the child and not necessarily curriculum. But the idea of better self-esteem, I think we've seen that over and over in some of the things we've listened to the past few weeks. You know, whether it's the granny effect and grandmother saying, go, 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 you know, well done. I mean, of course, I don't think on any large-scale homeschool education, but what they show here, I mean, I think it serves as a warning to what we're missing out on possibly in public education, you know, lack of the arts and what that does for a child, you know, focus on curriculum rather than on the student, you know, negative self-esteem versus, you know, the granny effect and have just having rewarding kids. So I thought it was more like lessons that could be learned and stuff that we need to be aware of when we're thinking about public school reform and other issues like that.
Well said. Well said. Bravo.
Dinner.
Thank you.
Mark, you have anything?
Well, I mean...
Want to lob another grenade?
I agree with Danny and what you just said.
I'm rolling tonight.
But one of the problems I have is when you're talking about the self-esteem of children, you know, being higher than children because they have to deal with one-on-one and everything like that. But I was just imagining, you know, the worst case scenario of a parent at home. I don't know, what is it, what was the recent book that was released about Chinese mothers?
Oh yes, yes.
I mean, I'm imagining this. Well, if she was homeschooling, I think the self-esteem of her children would not be higher than public school. So public school children. And so I don't know. These are nice flowery generalizations that were given, but I do take away from the article that, you know, these are definite considerations that we should have for, say, adjusting or trying to help transform public school and actually just question the assumptions of what we have in the education system by what's mentioned in the article. So I liked it, and I definitely want to investigate a little bit more about homeschooling as a phenomenon and try to understand its complexity versus its oversimplified version that's presented in this lovely marketing tool.
I think I'm agreeing with Mark here, unfortunately. No,
can I sign now?
Here's the thing. I don't want to be seen as the guy, like, honestly. I come into these podcasts looking at this stuff, and I don't want to be seen as the guy who does nothing but pick arguments apart. I don't want to be that guy. I want to find
pick arguments or articles.
Articles. I don't want to be the guy who simply complains about these issues that are brought to our attention.
Dr.
You're going to need to work on that, Ben.
So, but here's the thing. Like, it's tough to take any of this article seriously when it's this obviously one-sided, you know? Because I don't know how – it's obvious that this person is not impartial. So – and I'm smart enough to understand that anybody who is sufficiently motivated can make all the generalizations they want and can support those or find materials that will support their side, all right? So, this is my time to speak. I'm getting to the good part. I'm getting to the good part. I got a bag full of shh. I got a bag with shh. here's the thing. All right. Quite honestly, I like the idea of exploring homeschooling. All right. I've got no problem with homeschooling as a phenomenon. I think that, hey, different strokes for different folks. If you want to do it, do it. If you're sufficiently motivated to do it, great.
Look at my free time.
It may have the ability to meet all of these needs, but if a parent wants to homeschool and can provide the support needed for their children to do so, then go for it. You know, great. The thing I don't like is this smug attitude that says, if you're not doing this, you're failing your kids. Mm. And the bottom line is that we all make choices about how we approach education. Some people have the ability, either through circumstances or needs, to homeschool. Some people don't. I can understand that people who homeschool their kids, they may feel looked down upon and be defensive because people are constantly telling them that it's the wrong thing to do, or they're somehow.
Has a homeschool parent hurt you in some way?
No, I'm making a defense of that. You know, but the thing is, you know, I can understand those people that they may feel that they're looked down upon. But the answer to that is not to proselytize yourself and look down on people who don't make your own choices. The answer to that is to shut up, do what you think is best for your kids, and let other people do the same. All right. The defensive posturing is, you know, it may be understandable.
Happy world you live in.
But it's also, you know, listen, that defensiveness is possibly understandable because, you know, people make fun of homeschoolers all the time, you know, thinking they're crazy religious wackos. But it's also very tiring to have that defensive posture, shoved in my face so seriously here.
Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick. I was waiting
this.
For like the like one more page to say, you know, homeschoolers have a lower chance of becoming serial killers than those who go to public school.
Okay, I'm gonna raise this issue here. We're gonna have to go longer. All right. Now it's not about the
in overtime.
The issue here, I mean, I think I raised some valid points for discussion.
Absolutely.
The idea that the let's put the superficialness of what the article is titled in, you know, whether there's some bragging going on or whether it's a brochure for homeschooling. I mean, one of the issues was raised was that the argument is that parents need no formal education, okay? They need no formal education to do it. And we've seen mm-hmm. other instances on our program when no formal education serves well. So the question that I raise globally about education is, if this is so, if this is succeeding, what does it mean for people who spend billions of dollars across this nation on teacher education programs? Another valid point to our overall argument for the past 13, 14 weeks we've been doing that, and at no time did either of you comment on it. You just start
complaining
about the issue of homeschooling, which is ridiculous.
Listen,
it's not the point of the podcast.
Daniel, there's no argument here. You know, we've made the point previously that teacher education programs have to change. So yes, if you want validation, yes, I agree with you. This idea that this idea that people can do this.
No, but the point is not to go on for an hour long spiel on why you don't like homeschool education. Again,
not
the point.
You can
make the point that okay, we've validated that point. Again, no argument necessary. I mean, I get that, but I mean. Man, the diatribes against homeschool education.
My point is not to talk about...
Dude, it wasn't a diatribe against homeschool education.
No, my point was not to complain against homeschooling education. My point is that I don't know enough about homeschooling education to say one way or another whether it is a better choice for kids. I don't know. I do know, however, that this article is not going to inform me one iota as to whether that is the case or not. This article is so slanted that it's impossible to take seriously. But more importantly, More importantly, it's not even about the form of the article or anything. The more important point is that we have to get over the idea that one size fits all. You know, the educational choices.
Another point that's non-argumentative. I mean, we get that. Okay, fine.
so if you don't
want to argue, no argument there.
So Danny, what do you want? You want commentary on the idea that?
Teacher training is
too much or what?
Mark, if I have to tell you what your line of argument is, I mean, then I'll just play your role on the podcast. I mean, I don't need to do that.
Here's what I would like to end with. All right. And I'll give you your chance to respond to this, but at the end of this, I don't really care whether parents homeschool or send their kids to traditional schools. I am not invested enough in traditional schools to defend them at the expense of all else. Lord knows there are things we can change, that we can improve, that we have to improve. All right? But if you want to really make that difference, then I need to get a sense that, you know, I'm faltering here. This article, for me, the only thing it really does is make me want to learn more about homeschooling from an impartial source. That's what it really does for me.
But that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think the points that are brought up in the article are actually great points to consider when you're wanting to reformat or redo even public education. And as far as training people to become educators, it's a great question. I think at the university level, you have teacher education programs where they tell them the theory, they don't model the theory, they don't possibly give them as enough practical experience as they're needed, but they go through and they get a degree. So yeah, sure, it brings into question that whole process of training teachers.
See, here's where I would like to end for the night. thanks for those people who have followed us so far.
Danny's bailed.
He's not bailed. He's still here. He's stewing. See, we've taken a trip down a rabbit hole of seriousness here that isn't really necessary. You know, I agree with Danny that, you know, the idea that this raises the specter of untrained people being just as prepared to deal with the needs of kids. I agree with that. I would love to start exploring ways to get untrained people into classrooms. That's one of the things I liked about Sudhata Mitra's stuff. The question is, how do we do that on a large scale? But that, again, is a question for another podcast. We've reached our limit. We've gone on for almost 40 minutes now. So at this point, I'd like to say thanks for those people who have joined us this evening and that have chosen to follow us so far. We can be found on iTunes by searching for The Back of the Class, and we can be reached via email at thebackoftheclass@yahoo.com. Also, we're at the blog. Our new blog is thebackoftheclass.blogspot.com. That's where we're linking to things we've talked about on the show and generally making a nuisance of ourselves. And hopefully someday Simon will actually get on there and post something. We'd love to hear your feedback on what we can change and what we can improve and how we can expand the conversation that we're having. As always, I'd like to thank the kids at the back of the class, Daniel, Mark. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.